A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever had a time in your life when your world just collapsed around you? Or what you thought was reality and truth was shown to be only a fantasy? It's happened to me a number of times. Yet somehow these devastating experiences have set me on a new and better course. The woman in today's gospel is experiencing something of the same thing. She's in one of those desperate, life-changing moments. Although she is in her own country, the woman is quite daring in speaking to a Jewish man. The Canaanites and Jews were ancient enemies, at least from the time of Joshua, when they were driven out of the land during the conquest over 1,000 years before. The woman was also a pagan, or at least of pagan birth. And lately, something had been stirring in her heart after hearing about this prophet, Jesus of Nazareth. She did not know his God, but she strangely felt him calling to her. This woman's daughter is critically ill, possessed by the demon, which also disrupts the mother's life in trying to care for her. The woman must have been a widow or abandoned by her husband, because she tells Jesus about "my daughter," not "our daughter." A woman in those times had nothing. Everything was in her husband's possession. So if she had a husband, it would have been "our." Jesus himself was experiencing great tension and turmoil. His time of public ministry was drawing to a close. The Pharisees were crowding in on him with their conspiracies. And he must have been exhausted from his constant healing, teaching, preaching, and traveling about the countryside. Although Jesus' words sound harsh to us, there must have been a tone in his voice or a glint in his eyes that took the sting out of them, so that the woman could counter him with an agreeable joke, thus winning him over. Jesus seeks out the depths of her faith and trust and exclaims in joy, perhaps remembering the first day of his public ministry when his own mother Mary had pushed him to act differently than he planned. Let us look briefly at this woman's soul as she is converted to Christ, as her life changes radically. We see in her the working of the Holy Spirit, and the gifts of the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Somehow she had learned of the wonder worker of Galilee, that he might even be the Hebrews' Messiah. If only she could meet him, but that would be impossible. They lived in two different countries. But when she was at the end of her rope, it turned into hope. When she learned that he was in her neighborhood, hope spurred her to go to him and let nothing stop her. She runs and screams and makes herself a nuisance to the disciples. But something within her leads her to call out, "Son of David, have mercy." This man, Jesus, is her last possible hope for her and her daughter. As she barges into the small community and converses with Jesus, a spark seems to ignite between the two. They banter back and forth with the love of old friends. And Jesus showers her with his love and praises her to the heavens for her faith, hope, and charity. He will do whatever she wishes. Jesus' seeming refusal is God's plan to increase her desire and fervor and her trust and faith, so much so that she can bow before him in loving adoration and say, "Yes, Lord, I am not worthy, but you are worthy and most merciful. Help me, a sinner." May our hearts echo this same surrender.